This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Callums. In just a few minutes, Antoinette Grajeda will take us on that boat ride on a man-made lake near Elkins. But first, a few notes.
The KUAF website giveaway is offering a pair of season tickets to the 2013 Walton Arts Center's 10x10 Art Series. One winner will receive a pair of tickets to each of the 10 shows. Performances include Onda Union, Los Angeles Guitar Quartet, Chucho Valdez, and more. The drawing will be held tomorrow during the noon edition of Ozarks at Large. Registration and information available at our website, KUAF.com.
If you have Alzheimer's disease or think you may have Alzheimer's disease, Health Initiatives Research is seeking participants to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of an oral study drug that may slow the progression of mild to moderate Alzheimer's disease. More information is available at 871-1771.
Northwest Arkansas Community College will host one of five statewide Freedom of Information Act roadshows this fall in conjunction with the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. The roadshow at the college is 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. tomorrow in the Walmart Auditorium at the Shoemaker Center for Workforce Technologies in Bentonville. The workshops are designed to provide public assistance to public officials who handle Freedom of Information Act matters, as well as to any Arkansan who wishes to learn more about the law. Attorney General's FOIA roadshows are free and open to the public. Registration is required. To register, email info@arkansaspress.org or call 501-374-1500.
The fourth annual Eureka Palooza Outdoor Festival is Saturday at Lake Leatherwood. It goes from 11 until 11. Music, food, bouncy castles, games, a beer garden, vendors, and more included. The family-friendly festival features two stages with musical entertainment. There will be also a showcase of talented young musicians from around the area. The professional lineup includes Sarah and the Meanies, National Park Radio, who are on the radio with us
tomorrow.
Stiff Neck Fools, Dime Trip, and several others. The idea for the showcase of the young musicians comes from the popularity of some of their performances last year by high school students from Clear Spring School and the Benton County School of the Arts. The outstanding performers were selected after a public audition in Basin Springs Park last month. Eureka Palooza will be Saturday from 11 to 11 at Lake Leatherwood Fields.
The Army Corps of Engineers is calling for volunteers to help clean up Beaver Lake during their annual Beaver Lake cleanup. Volunteers should check in by 8 a.m. this Saturday at the following state parks: Prairie Creek, Hickory Creek, Rocky Branch, Lost Bridge North, or Dam Site. Trash bags will be furnished to all participants at each check-in station, but please bring your own gloves. The cleanup will take place from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. A lunch of hot dogs and soft drinks will be served from 11 a.m. until 1.
After that's for the first 500 volunteers, right? By the way.
That's a lot of volunteers.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's a big lake.
Yeah. Volunteers who have access to a boat are encouraged to bring it to transport their families and friends or to help with transportation of other volunteers who don't have boats. Participants who help transport other volunteers will receive a complimentary bag of giveaways.
And beginning Saturday, Smallen Cave near Springfield, Missouri, is inviting visitors to experience local history. Each Saturday, beginning this weekend through the first week of November, the cave site will host a dinner consisting of beans, cornbread, and fried potatoes. There will also be storytelling by lantern light and a lantern-lit walk into the cave. Reservations do have to be made in advance. Tickets are $29.95 for the entire evening. No tickets available for children under the age of 8. For more information, smallincave@centurylink.net. That's S-M-A-L-L-I-N, cave. Smallen Cave. Thank you.